We want to explain why each of the following reactions is forbidden by some kind of conservation law. So let's go through and work at these one at a time. This is a proton plus an antiproton is equal to a plus muon plus an electron. A gamma ray plus a proton goes to a neutron plus a neutral pion. A gamma ray decays to a plus pion and a negative pion. Each of these reactions are forbidden for some reason, so let's see if we can figure out why. Okay, so we want to explain why reactions are forbidden. When we talk about reactions like this or decays being forbidden, we're really talking about some kind of conservation law that we have. So let's look at the conservation laws. In fact, I just sort of wrote them down as I thought of them. We certainly have one for charge. We have one for baryon number, conservation of baryons. We have a conservation of leptons, but natural factor of three families of leptons, and we have a conservation law for each of the families. Then we have one for strangeness. And then we have the ones we've talked about before. Well, charge is one that we had from introductory physics. We also have energy, has to be conserved. Mass energy we know now. Linear momentum is one we learned back in early introductory physics. And then we have to have angular momentum conserved. And angular momentum we know is associated with the various spins that we have. So now let's look at the three reactions. The first one, proton plus the antiproton goes to a plus muon plus an electron. So I think what we want to do is go through each of these in a row. First of all, let's look at charge. Well, we have this is a plus particle, but the antiparticle is going to be minus. So we have a plus and a minus. We have zero, neutral on this side. We have a plus muon and a negative electron, so we have zero charge here, so that's okay. Baryon, well, we have a plus baryon. The antiproton has a minus baryon 1, so this is zero here. These are not baryons, so this is okay. A lepton, we need to go through and worry about each of the three families. Protons are not leptons, so there's zero lepton here for all three of the families. Here we have a muon, which is a member of one lepton family, an electron, which is a member of another lepton family. So this is going to be the problem. This is not allowed because of lepton non-conservation. So actually two of the conservation of lepton laws are violated for this reaction. So what was the second reaction that we had? It was a gamma ray plus a proton going to a neutron plus a neutral pi zero. So let's go back up here and look at our conservation laws again. Charge, where we have a zero charge here, a plus charge there, so we have a plus E on the initial reaction. We have a zero charge for a neutron, a zero charge for the pion, so charge is not. So the very first one we looked at, charge here, let's say is violated. So this reaction is not possible because the conservation of charge is violated. That was a pretty easy one. And now let's look at the third one, which was the gamma ray basically akin to a pi plus a pi minus. And let's look at them in turn. Charge, we have a zero charge here, plus and a minus, we have a zero charge there. Baryon, none of these are baryons, so baryons conserved. Lepton, not a lepton, not a lepton, so all three of the lepton families are conserved. Strangeness, none of these have a strangeness value, they're all strangeness equal to zero. Energy, well, we have to assume in this case that there's enough energy in this gamma ray that will be able to create the two pions. Linear momentum, well, again, we have to assume that the pions will go off in the direction such that the linear momentum will be not violated, linear momentum will be conserved. So these two, we just have to assume that the kinematics will allow it to happen. Now the last one we have is angular momentum, or spin. So let's hope that in fact this is violated or we're in trouble. So what are the spins? Well, the spin of the gamma ray, remember, is 1. And the spin of the pi plus and the pi zero actually is 0. So it must be angular momentum then is forbidden. So this is going to be angular momentum. or spin is violated. Because the gamma ray has an angular momentum of 1 and both of the pions have an angular momentum of 0. So in fact now all three of these have conservation laws that are violated.